From the Fairbanks Museum, good afternoon and welcome to this edition of An Eye on the Sky. A couple of lines of showers have propagated rapidly eastward across the southern two-thirds of the VPR listening region this morning, along and ahead of a weak surface cold front or surface trough, you can take your pick, and mid-level disturbance. As of midday, the first line had settled southward to the Massachusetts border. A second line of sprinkles was raising eastward through central Vermont and north-central New Hampshire after crossing the Adirondacks during the mid to late morning hours. A bubble of high pressure will be sliding eastward behind this boundary this afternoon and evening, and the showers will taper off, with partial clearing developing from north to south as the shortwave responsible exits to our east. Clearing will be only partial, however. The front that sank through on Thursday morning is currently hung up over northern Pennsylvania eastward across Long Island and then across the Atlantic Ocean southeast of Cape Cod. And as expected, it will start lifting northward later tonight in response to the development of low pressure over the upper Midwest. That deepening cyclone will pull the warm front through southern sections of our listening region by tomorrow morning and well north of the entire listening region by tomorrow evening. Most of the lift and rainfall with this warm front will be focused well to our west, but a few showers will moisten the ground from the Green Mountains westward late tonight and tomorrow morning. Tomorrow afternoon, there will be enough moisture in the convergent southerly flow to support some stray showers over higher terrain, but the main feature will be temperatures well above seasonal norms. Unseasonable warmth will continue through Sunday as the trailing cold front approaches us. It'll weaken and slow as it does so, but should be able to pop some showers and a few thunderstorms primarily west of the Green Mountains Saturday night into Sunday morning as it makes a run at us. In the tropics, strengthening Tropical Storm Nate was centered near 18.7 north, 85 degrees west, or 175 miles southeast of Cozumel, Mexico, at 11 a.m., moving north-northwest at just over 20 miles per hour. Nate's central pressure was near 996 millibars or 29.42 inches of mercury. Its maximum sustained winds were 50 miles per hour in bands east of the center. Nate has yet to develop a well-defined central core due to its passage over land yesterday afternoon and last night, and the competing influence of a non-tropical low over the central Gulf of Mexico. But it is expected to steadily intensify during the next 36 hours while it tracks out of the northwestern Caribbean Sea, over the central Gulf of Mexico, and toward a landfall over southeast Louisiana tomorrow night. It should come ashore as a hurricane. Afterwards, Nate is expected to recurve, and by Tuesday morning should be located near or over southeast Massachusetts as a weak, wet area of low pressure. Also of note, non-tropical low pressure is starting to develop over the east central Atlantic. This is expected to become trapped south of the westerlies over relatively warm water and take on tropical or subtropical characteristics later in the weekend. The next name on this year's list is Ophelia. Now to the regional forecast this afternoon. Partly sunny in southern Quebec, scattered showers ending elsewhere with developing sunny breaks, highs ranging from the lower 60s north to the upper 60s south, west to southwest winds near 10 miles per hour. Tonight, variable clouds, lows in the 40s to near 50 northeast, low to mid-50s west and south, light variable winds. Saturday, variable clouds, chance for a few morning showers mostly west of the Green Mountains, more sun in the afternoon, highs near 70 east of the Green Mountains and ranging through the 70s west, winds increasing from the south 10 to 15 miles per hour with some gusts to 20 miles per hour from the Green Mountains west. I'm meteorologist Steve Molesky with An Eye on the Sky.